We did it. We made it to the weekend. And what a beautiful weekend it is across Wisconsin. Let's unplug from those politics and celebrate the local stuff right here in Madison and surrounding areas. We're going to start with Sarah, a double dip live in the lair from last week. Kicks us off on Max Inc. Radio.
Observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all is cause. How can I find a way if you continue to blame who is not at fault? Oh, I'm an addict, I cannot say where you're coming from. I'm an addict for love. Pretending but the things unexplored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? Or rather restart the clock than end it all? How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot say where you coming from. I'm an addict for love. I'm an addict for love. Oh, da, 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 ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba. Que me no lo espero, perdida vagando noche de invierno. Me encuentro con tus ojos en el espejo, pero flaco, no me miras igual. Aún me echo de aquel perfume, asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamada, eriza, entre cortada, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Sigo esperando que pase algo. Cierro los ojos y veo un alto que me recuerda en aquella falla. Pero flaco, ya todo me da igual. Aún me echo de aquel perfume, asumir lo nuestro me consume. Entre llamada, risa, entre cortada, chamaco, ¿acaso te da igual? Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi de esta vida frágil que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va, que no. Que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar. And I know, you don't love me anymore. And I want, I got you though. Just like you asked for. And I won't do it then, you call me your friend. You love to pretend. I want us to the dark, leave the kiss, take your stuff. Pull them out in the taxi. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. De esta vida frágil, que es tan volátil, pero le da igual. Ando por ahí, perdida en el taxi. Si no llegas es más fácil. No voy a esperar por alguien que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar. Que no va a llegar.
This is MagSync Radio. Good evening, everyone. I have to tell you, Jimmy, it is an honor doing MagSync Radio with you. It has been so many years, and as many of you probably know, whenever Jimmy's here, I'm not. It's sort of like Batman. You never really know, you know, where Jimmy is when I'm not here.
Normally, I'm camping when you're in the studio here, Rob.
Yeah, well, we tell some stories, Jimmy, you are.
It's good to be on the air with you tonight, Rob. That was a double dip of Sarah. Sarah was in the lair, live in the lair last week here on MagSync Radio. Just an awesome performance. That was her song Taxi and Addicted to You. Don't forget, you can catch the podcast for that live in the lair right now at MagSyncRadio.com. Hey, folks, happy Saturday to you. I'm Jimmy K here with Rob Roberts. Robert's producing tonight. I'm on the other side of the glass, which is
awkward. Strange.
It's strange, but I like it.
Yeah, don't worry though. I give you a little break, like they do in the driving schools.
Yeah,
yeah. So you can stop the show at any moment.
Rocker, he's not here tonight. He's playing a Summerfest with Ironplow tonight.
Oh my God, that's tonight?
He's playing Summerfest tonight.
That's got to be a ton of fun.
Terry Barr is off tonight. Hopefully, Rocker and Terry will be back in the studio with me next week. Rob, we got a fun show, I think, tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a new favorite restaurant bar here in Madison.
Yeah.
Sandwich Spot. I've gone there a couple of Saturdays now in a row to grab hot lunch before coming to radio. The place is called Hot Lunch. We're going to talk with Michael, the owner of Hot Lunch, here in just a couple of minutes.
Now, he walked through with this magic bag in the smells.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, I cannot wait for him to reveal what he has.
I'm going to gush about the hot beef sandwich and some spicy chicken sandwich I had a couple weeks ago.
Meatball subs, people.
And meatball subs. Oh. Shane Christopher Neal from the Indy 45 radio show. He's going to join us at 7:45. Tell us what's going on tonight on that show. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. Terry Barr will check with Barr Notes. And you arranged Kirstie Krause to call in and visit us tonight.
Yes, she's coming up here all the way back to Wisconsin. She's in Chattanooga right now. She's about to go on stage at 8 o'clock. She's going to call us at 7:30 and then talk to us about all the things she has lined up coming up.
She has a show.
Yep.
And she's going to call us two shows.
Yep.
So she's calling us between the shows.
Yes. Dedicated.
Feestette, Helen, the lead singer for Feestette, they're going to join us tonight at 8:30 tonight. I believe that's going to be a fun time. And then we're going to do the live in the lair encore performance of Feestette when they played live on the show a couple months ago here, Rob.
Oh, I can't believe it's been a couple months.
I know. It's crazy. Indie Rock 45 at 10 o'clock, After Hours with Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock. We want you to be part of our show too. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us from the Civic Media app. So much happened this week, Rob, including the 4th of July. Happy happy birthday, America.
Yes.
You're a hot mess, but happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
You know, when I was young, when I was a young little Jimmy K.
Just a lowercase K.
A lowercase K. Thank you. Yeah. I love the fireworks.
Yeah.
I love, I Warner Park used to do their North Side fireworks before it was Rhythm and Booms. And then it became Rhythm and Booms.
Right.
They moved it down the lake and it failed miserably. The other communities like Wanna Boom, that's a huge party up in Wanakee.
It did it boom.
Waukesha has a great fireworks display. I heard that Green Bay also has a really good. I love the community fireworks. Mm-hmm. What I don't like, Rob, are the backyard fireworks.
Yes.
You know, I'm a pet owner, and I'm sure most of you out there, you're a Frank owner.
Yeah.
You have Frank, Dotson.
I got two little dogs and two cats, and everybody was just having a time on the 4th of July.
Backyard fireworks, and as I gotten older and more bastardly in my years, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I get angry when the neighbors start setting off fireworks.
Yeah.
Last night, I was woken up at 3 a.m. With fireworks on the north side.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's inconsiderate. Don't like it at all.
Ours wasn't quite that late, but we definitely had some, around midnight. And poor Frank.
Yeah.
He just curls up into a ball and just whines. And it's tough on them.
What is your opinion of the backyard fireworks? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Why? I mean, in most cities, I know here in the city of Madison, I'm sure most villages and, small towns, they have ordinances on the books about setting off fireworks in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to do it.
Right.
Obviously, on the 4th of July, you just can't pick up the phone and call the 5-0.
No.
That's stupid. You know, they got better things to do than that.
They're pretty busy.
We should be responsible enough not to, set off fireworks and set our neighbor's house on fire, Rob.
Right.
You know, it's all fun and games until the house starts burning down.
Mm-hmm. Or you lose a finger.
Absolutely. We won't even talk about the injuries.
Right.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, hundreds of people every year lose fingers, hands, arms.
Yep.
Tongues to fireworks.
That meme's going around. You light the firework and then you drop the lighter.
Yeah.
And then you run inside with your fireworks, set your house on fire. Yeah.
Let's have a discussion about this backyard fireworks. First of all, what is your thoughts on it? Do you want to eliminate it? Do you want to burn your neighbor's house down? If you're one of those people, I definitely want to talk to you. And what can we do to police ourselves?
Right.
So as a community, we're not burning the neighbor's house down or something like that. 844-967-2789. Love to hear from you tonight. Call or text us. Let's do some Kelsey Miles. I love Kelsey Miles. She's been a big supporter of MaxSync Radio since day one.
Absolutely.
And we love Kelsey. She's in Kansas City. Let's hear one of her latest ones, I Go Back. It's MaxSync on Civic Media. We are local music.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes. And your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just talk at you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time. I go back every time. You and I. say. Lord, if I could just forget you, baby, but then I never, no, I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time.
Every time.
I go back every time.
Every time.
You and I.
And
I go back.
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 How much?
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. New stuff from the America Dead right here on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, After August and a little Kelsey Miles kicked off.
That American Dead song, that's off the Big Sexy compilation.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song. That's brand new. We debuted it here on Max Inc. Radio a couple weeks ago when the Jessies came in to talk about the Big Sexy compilation.
Nice, nice. You know, that's what I love about Max Inc. Radio. All the connections to all the local stuff that's happened all across Wisconsin. And even Sherry, just a minute ago, just said, hey, good evening, guys. Great songs. Love the last one.
Sherry from Horicon. Thank you for listening. Sherry, what's your opinion about backyard fireworks?
Oh.
Do you have a strong opinion about that? Do you hate them? Do you love them? Do you want to blow up your neighbor's house? Give me a call. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. You know, Rob, today is our...
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptors baseball is on the air, returning to you to wrap out this three-game homestand in a series finale with the Green Bay Rockers. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio. You know where to find us for all 70 games this season, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, you're here with us on locally grown radio. The Raptors being announced out right now onto the field by our PA voice here at Witter Field, Joe Diedrich. So this is going to be an abbreviated hello. We'll have more of an extensive pregame show prior to first pitch tonight. That'll include starting lineups, starting pitchers for both teams. Raptors, though, looking for their third in a row, a 13-10 high-scoring affair victory over Green Bay last night. We'll go over our player of the game as well and how they won the ball game last night, the first time beating Green Bay this season in contest number 5 against the Rockers. This is game 6 right here between the two clubs and the third here at historic Witter Field. Maddox Thornton will toe the rubber for the Raptors. Cameron Douglas for Green Bay. We'll talk more about those two gentlemen and the rest of the starting nine when we return in just a couple of minutes after the national anthem. Here from historic Witter Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. And love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We're ready to go here at Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the rafters, returning to you on WFHR on this Saturday night against the Green Bay Rockers. Maddox Thornton takes to the hill against Lucas Torres to begin this ball game. First pitch breaking ball to the left-handed Torres, misses outside, and we're underway. Rafters on defense, there's a new name in left field tonight. That's Chris Arroyo, the University of Virginia commit. He's in the two spot as well. You'll hear from him in the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 fastball from the right-hander, Thornton misses low for ball two. Aiden Teal is in center, Max McGuire back in the outfield in right. On the infield, it's Kyler McIntosh at third. At short, Tracer Lopez, Mason Onati at second, Grayson Schaefer at first. 2-0 pitch in there for a called strike out of the hand of Thornton. Jack Matthew will do the catching. The DH this evening for Wisconsin Rapids is Landon Gaz for the Texas A&M Corpus Christi product, Maddox Thornton. The 2-1 pitch home. This one is fouled right out in front of the Raptor dugout. Count evens 2-2. For Thornton, this is his first start in a Raptor uniform on the season. As mentioned, the right-hander coming to us from Texas A&M Corpus Christi in Bentonville, Arkansas, is making his seventh appearance here with the pitching staff this summer. The 2-2. That one in there for a called third strike. First out of the ballgame by way of the K for Maddox Thornton. Thornton lasts through three innings of one-run ball. Here at home, the Sunday matinee to round out the first half of the season back on the 30th of June, 6 days ago, against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders in the 8-4 victory. Three hits allowed, that aforementioned run for Thornton, walking one and striking out three, facing 13 batters. First pitch to the right-handed hitting, Dalen Adderley, shot on the ground, right side, that gets under the glove of Mason Onati into right center field for a one-out single. Mentioned, this is the sixth time these two teams are meeting this season. And looking at the first five, Raptors pick up their first win against Green Bay an evening ago. 13-10 was the final. Lane Allen hitting third in left field. Today will step in against Thornton. An evening ago, Allen was the cleanup hitter for Chris Kreplin's Rockers and played third base. Righty on righty battle. Thornton set out of the stretch. First pitch to Allen. Popped in the air right center field. That's Max McGuire calling off Aiden Teal to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Rest of the Rocker lineup here tonight is as follows. Cleaning up at third base, stepping into the box now. Did not see him last night. It's Sam Miller. Jake Bold will hit fifth as the DH. Cooper Kelly, the switch hitting shortstop, will bat sixth. All left-handed bats for the Rockers, 7, 8, and 9. That's Mateo Matthews at first, Nick Harms in right. And the catcher, Mason Eckelman, making his first appearance against the Raptors this season. Go through the Raptors 1 through 9 when we return for the bottom of the first against Cameron Douglas, who's towing the rubber tonight for the Rockers. First pitch to Miller in there for a called strike. Miller from Columbia University. Mentioned the first time these two teams met early in June. Two homers at Capital Credit Union Park for the right-handed hitting Miller against Raptor pitching. This is his 37th game of the season. He played the first two games of the second half for Green Bay in that home series against Wausau. Picked up and hit in each ball game. The 0-1 pitch from Thornton. Fouled straight back by Miller. It's now nothing and two. Wisconsin Rapids shut out 1-0 Wednesday night at the Duck Pond, but back-to-back home wins here in the second half. They clubbed to a 12-4 win here on a matinee on July 4th, and last night 13-10. Despite being shut out Wednesday night, the Raptor offense has collected 10-plus hits in every game so far in the second half. 0-2 from Thornton. We'll have to wait a pickoff move to give another look. Over to Adderley at first base. See if the Raptors can make it a sweep of the homestand. Wrapping out here tonight. The 0-2 pitch to Miller. Breaking ball. Fouled straight back to the screen for Sam. We'll do the 0-2 again. These two teams will meet again after tonight very soon. Home and home series next week. Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday night back in Ashwaubenon. Wednesday night here, and that Wednesday night for Wisconsin Rapids begins what is set to come of 5 games in 4 days. The 0-2 pitch missing up and away from the right-handed Thornton. It'll be Bold on deck, Kelly to follow. Thornton set, third base side of the rubber. The 1-2 pitch. Rolled over on the ground to third. McIntosh gloves. He'll take it to second. And that's in time for an inning-ending 5-4 fielder's choice. Thornton, a scoreless top of the first. We head to the home half, and we'll introduce the Raptors when we return next on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom one here in Rapids, nothing, nothing. The score of the Raptors to the plate for the first time in this ballgame. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio, returning to you right here on WFHR. It's the right-hander Cameron Douglas towing the slab tonight for the Rockers, getting Mason Onati to lead off this ballgame. First pitch to Onati, a fastball missing downstairs for ball one. We'll have a Raptor debut in the on-deck circle. That is the left-handed hitting left fielder committed to the University of Virginia, Chris Arroyo. Max McGuire will follow in right field. Cleaning up after a monster game last night is the catcher, Jack Mathey. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on that heater to Onati. Count evens 1-1. Grayson Schaefer will hit fifth at first base. Aiden Teal in the sixth spot will play center field. Landon Gaz, the designated hitter tonight for the Raptors, will hit seventh. 8-9 spots, both on the left side of the infield. Kyler McIntosh, the third baseman, and Tracer Lopez, the shortstop. 1-1 pitch to Onati, another swing and a miss, and it's now 1-2. Looking at the right-hander, Douglas from Woodstock, Georgia, Georgia State University. He's throwing in his sixth ball game of the summer. A 9.69 ERA and a 2.46 whip through his first 13 innings pitched on the campaign. The 1-2 pitch. Ohnadi throws his hands on that delivery, lining it foul down the left field line. Two-thirds of an inning pitched at Madison on the 28th for Douglas in his last outing. Allowed two runs, five hits, three of which were earned. He walked two and struck out one of the nine Mallard hitters he faced. 12 pitches in that scoreless top of the first for Maddox Thornton. The 1-2. Ohnadi dribbles this one on the ground over to second base. Coming into field cleanly is Adderley. He'll throw to first in time. It's a 4-3 put out of Ohnadi to begin the ballgame. And let's introduce you Raptor fans to number 23, Chris Arroyo. Arroyo, in terms of college summer ball, has spent time this season, this summer, with the Kootenai Kettleers of the Cape Cod League. Played in four games for Kootenai, six at-bats, went 1-for-6, drove in two runs, had a homer. His lone knock with the Cape Cod League this summer. First pitch missing upstairs for ball one on Arroyo. 20 games played last season in Charlottesville. In terms of summer baseball, a part of the Valley League. Want to pitch to Arroyo, misses the outside corner for ball two. Played for the Charlottesville Tom Sox from Charlottesville, Virginia. 395 batting average a summer ago in those 20 games with an OPS over 1,100 for Arroyo. Waiting the 2-0 here from the right-hander Douglas. This one fouled back off the catcher Eckelman. Count now 2-1. Spent last collegiate season with the Florida Gators. Also showing some two-way action. He threw 11 innings on the hill with the SEC-led Gators a season ago. 2-1 to Arroyo. This one hit high in the air, deep right center field. Torres back at the track, at the wall. That's the right fielder, Harms, closing in on it and making the grab for the second out of the frame. Chris Arroyo gave that one a ride. Wouldn't that have been something, a homer in his first at-bat as a Raptor? Instead, it's two up, two down for Cameron Douglas, and it'll bring up the right fielder, Max McGuire. Last night here at Winter Field, 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, 9 left on for Green Bay, 13 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors, 8 left on for your Raptors. Man, the on-deck circle, Jack Matthew, was your player to watch for that ball game. But you look at McGuire out of the 3 spot last night. He reached in 3 plate appearances and scored twice. First pitch on the righty-on-righty battle. McGuire chasing low and away. Count begins 0-1. When we get to the top of the second against Maddox Thornton, getting back on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids, it's the 5-6-7 spots. Douglas's 0-1 delivery. That one misses upstairs. Count evens, a ball and a strike. For Matthew on deck, Grayson Schaefer to follow. The 1-1 pitch. And on the hands, McGuire fouls this one back off the catcher, Eckelman. It's now 1-2. Kyler McIntosh, the third baseman, hustling out to snag that foul ball right by the netting. Good work there from 2-7. McGuire driving in 6 runs back on the 4th of July in that 12-4 win over Madison and sits here with a 1-2 count. Breaking ball, chasing away is McGuire, and he's down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 home half of the first for Cameron Douglas. Him and Maddox Thornton trade goose eggs here in this first frame. We head to the top of the second. Thornton returning to the hill. We'll be back in a couple of minutes from historic Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober.
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's scream! For Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top two here in Wisconsin Rapids. Nothing to score. Game two of this series between the Green Bay Rockers and your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Andy Ockham returning to you right here on WFHR. 12 pitches, all Maddox Thornton needed to work a clean top of the first inning. First pitch to the right-handed hitting DH of the Rockers, Jake Bold, is swung on and missed. Lone hit of the ball game was a one-out single from Daylon Adderley of the Rockers back in the first inning. Set the 0-1. Missing the outside corner on that heater as Thornton count evens at a ball and a strike. Rafters went down 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the first. Onadia ground out. Arroyo fly out to the warning track in right field. His first at-bat as a Raptor. The 1-1 to Bold fouled right off the foot of Jake. It is now 1-2. Jack Mathey will lead off the bottom of the second. It was a man on a mission last night was Mathey. Two home runs in consecutive innings, a three-run blast in the third, and a grand slam. Hitting home runs 5 and 6 this season for Mathey. The first multi-home run game by a Raptor, and now three grand slams by Wisconsin Rapids this season at home alone. The 1-2 on the outside corner, just missing. Good off-speed delivery there from Thornton. Count evens 2-2. After Jake Bold, it's the switch-hitting shortstop Cooper Kelly and the first baseman Mateo Matthews. The 2-2. This one cranked in the air, deep left field, forget about it. A no-doubt blast onto the playground. Heads up, kids. Jake Bold over and out. Green Bay strikes first tonight. It's 1-0 Rockers. My goodness, that one was hit a long way. Bold's fourth home run of the season. A loud swing of the bat to get the scoring started here at Witter Field on this Saturday night. Cooper Kelly, the switch hitting shortstop, also in the sixth spot last night. Kelly reached twice, both on base hits. Had an infield single in the sixth, singled and scored in the ninth. Kelly, a product of Oral Roberts. And a consistent member of this middle infield on the season for Green Bay. First pitch fastball on the outside corner from Thornton is called a strike. 428 feet off the bat of Jake Bold on that leadoff solo blast. Had a leadoff blast last night in the top of the third from Nick Harms, who was up on a couple batters. That got the scoring started as well as the 0-1 pitch fouled down the first base side. Count now nothing and two on the Rocker shortstop. Rafters hit the road tomorrow, 1:05 first pitch in Wausau. You can catch the action right here, 12:55 pregame show on WFHR. They'll return home Monday night to wrap out the home-and-home series with the Woodchucks, 6:35 per usual here at Winter Field. The 0-2 pitch missing low and inside for ball one. This homestand's coming to a close. There's another one starting next week that is a lengthy one. Single game Wednesday, doubleheader Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday battles all here at Winter Field. The 1-2 pitch, check swing by Kelly. Did he go around on the appeal? No, says Lance Kreck down the third baseline. Kreck's down the third baseline. Zach Tate's at first. Calling the balls and strikes is the crew chief, Cody Cummings. Same umpiring crew that we had an evening ago. 2-2 from Thornton. Speared on the ground, softly tapped, charging in from third as McIntosh cannot get it out of his glove. Even if he did, there was no play to be made. Kelly motoring down the first baseline. Another infield single in this series for Cooper. Mateo Matthews the beer batter of the night out of the seventh spot, just like he was an evening ago. Raptor fans in attendance here on this Saturday night coming off 4th of July. This is technically 4th of July weekend. Are looking for some discounted beverages here at the concession stands. Righty on lefty battle. Set is Thornton. Third base side of the rubber. First pitch to Matthews. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep right field. Forget about this one. A bat flip for Matthews. Two no-doubt home runs here in the top of the second inning for Green Bay. And it's 3-0 Rockers. Another round tripper for Matthews against Raptor pitching. He hit a grand slam at Capital Credit Union Park on the 26th of June. Now it's a three-run Green Bay lead. Raptor fans, we're talking about that homestand next week. And if you're coming in from out of town to watch the team, there's no better place to stay this summer in the area than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer and all year round. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Thornton to Nick Harms, right down the chute, going right after the knees. Middle-middle there is Thornton for a called strike. Harms also hit out of the eighth spot and played right field last night, had a solo home run, as mentioned. Really off the top of the third inning. 0-1 pitch driven deep in the air center field. Aiden Teal, though, had a good beat on it. Jogging out in front of the warning track to make the grab for the first out of the frame. Mason Eckelman, the left-handed hitting catcher from the Ohio State University, playing against the Raptors for the first time this season. One of four rostered catchers is Eckelman, him alongside tonight's DH Jake Bold. Luke Moeller, who the Raptors have seen a handful of times out of Grand Canyon University, and the NIU product, Logan Gregorio. First pitch to the left-handed hitting. Eckelman misses low for ball one. Eckelman, a freshman from Broadview Heights, Ohio, playing in his 11th game of the season. Played in the final game, or I should say the first game of the second half, as the 1-0 pitch misses the outside corner, or so I thought. A head fake from Cody Cummings behind the plate, counting if it's 1-1 on that called strike. 1-for-3 against Wausau in that 8-1 loss on July 3rd was Eckelman. 5 hits and 29 at-bats on the season, 172 average. Swinging away at the 1-1, grounded up the middle. Tracer Lopez, the shortstop, ranging to his left behind the second base bag. Gloves, fires, picked up by Grayson Schaefer in time. Two down, nobody aboard here in the top of the second inning. When we get to the home half, as mentioned, 4-5-6 to up for the Raptors. Already back to the top of the rocker order here with Lucas Torres. Torres hit out of the two spot last night for Green Bay and played left field. Torres drew three walks in his final three plate appearances and scored twice. Shifted over to center field defensively this evening. First pitch breaking ball from Thornton. Torres swinging away as he grounds it down the first baseline in foul territory. Torres went down looking against Thornton to begin this ball game just a frame ago. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rockers. No runs, no hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch, this one on the outside corner, but pulling it as Torres on the ground over to second base. Ohnani fields and throws to first in time. Rockers, a couple of homers, sending a total of 6 to the plate here in the third. A leadoff solo, no doubt blast to left field by Jake Bold. And then two batters later, another no doubt shot to right field from Mateo Matthews. 3-0 the score. We head to the bottom of the second. Here from historic Winter Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Mm. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
We're back here for the bottom of the second from historic Witter Field. Rockers 3, Raptors nothing on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio and the Yakima voice of the Raptors returning to you right here
mascot.
Where you can catch all 70 ball
lead
games
miners
this
are
summer.
The original Badgers in the state, not
Jack
the animal
Matthew,
or the mascot.
Grayson Schaefer, Aiden Teal, righty-righty lefty
the
to begin the inning.
Shelter in
against
the
Cameron
so
Douglas, who worked a
1-2-3
at top of the first frame of just a dozen
stay warm
pitches.
And sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today
you
really can't think of Wisconsin
without
thinking Badgers. Pacific Media.
Matthew, two big homers an evening ago, as mentioned earlier on in the broadcast. The first multi home run game from a Raptor this season. Matthew's all six home runs on the campaign right here at Witter Field.
When the Bricklayers organized, then
one
the Carpenters Union.
Low and away, two balls, no strikes. Matthew, a three run homer in the third, a grand slam in the fourth, but that's not all. He reached in all five of his plate appearances yesterday, drew a seven pitch